Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, February 21st, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Grace Dunn. Grace is our contemporary worship intern. She also sings in the sanctuary choir and in the chapel choir. She's up front a lot, and I can't wait till you hear more about her life and faith. Thank you, Grace, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. So our first reading today is going to be 2 Samuel 6, 12 through 15 in the NIV version. Now King David was told, "The Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom in everything he has because of the ark of God." So David went to bring up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. When those who were carrying the ark of the Lord had taken 6 steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, while he and all of Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. And our next reading is going to be Matthew 15, 1 through 20. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honor their father or mother with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition, you hypocrites. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth is what defiles them." Then the disciple came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them. They are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter said, "Explain the parable to us. Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them, "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them." And our next reading is Proverbs 21:2, which says, "A person may think their own ways are right, but the Lord weighs the heart."
Thank you so much, Grace, for joining the podcast and for reading for us today. We want to learn a little bit more about you. Where did you grow up? And tell us a little bit about your family.
So I'm from Dallas, Georgia. It's kind of near like the Kennesaw, Marietta area. And it's me, my mom, my dad, and my older brother. Me and my brother are 8 years apart.
And how did you decide to come to Samford University?
I kind of always knew I wanted to do something with music. And when I was a junior, people had told me to look at Samford, and then there was a night of worship that I led at, and both of my parents were like, "Okay, you need to go to Samford. You need to study worship," because I was going to go to UGA.
Now back up a little bit. How did you know that you wanted to lead out in worship, or when did you begin leading in worship? How did you know you were good at singing? Talk about that.
Well, my mom will be the first person to say that the only time I would move when she was pregnant with me was when there was music playing, specifically Mariah Carey.
Ooh, I am a big Mariah Carey fan.
So music has just like always been how I learn. So music has just always been like a big part of me, and I've just always been drawn to music. And I always knew I wanted to do something with music, and I started leading at my school. I went to a private Christian school, so I started leading at my school, and I started leading at church in middle school, in high school, and I was on the worship team every week at my high school. And then I was leading at like a paid night of worship. That was like just through a family friend that we had, and I was singing the song "Believe For It" by CeCe Wines. And my parents were both like, that's, you can just see that that's what you need to be doing.
Wow, that's a really cool story. And then let's fast forward. How did you get connected with Mountain Brook Baptist?
Yeah, so Micaiah is, she graduated from the same program that I graduated from. And she was a senior when I was a freshman. So we like kind of knew each other a little bit. And I was really close friends with one of her close friends that she graduated with. So we kind of like knew of each other. And then this past summer, we worked at Animate at Samford together on the worship team. And then I was looking for internships for this year. And I just kind of contacted her on a whim. And here we are.
What does the internship entail?
So I do a lot of like behind the scenes work specifically for the contemporary service. But I like type the lyrics out and make sure everything's in order for the slides for the contemporary service, make sure that the band has everything that they need every week. I also sing in the traditional choir and the chapel choir when needed. And I also help with all of the youth events and all of the youth worship and all that kind of stuff. So I do a little bit of everything.
And you helped with the women's retreat.
I did, yes.
What was your favorite aspect of the retreat?
My favorite part of the retreat was just getting to know people better. I've like loved getting to know people at this church, but it was really great for me to get to know them on like a more personal level, because I don't really get to talk to them that much when I'm working. So
right, because you're serving up front oftentimes. Speaking of favorites, I often like to do a little bit of a fun get to know you. If you had to pick a favorite condiment for food, what would it be?
Ketchup, probably. Okay. I'm basic.
And as far as coffee, I know you're into coffee. Tell me how you get your Starbucks drink.
Well, it depends how tired I am. if I'm really tired, I just get an iced vanilla latte with an extra shot or two of espresso, which some people think I'm crazy for, but...
And is Starbucks one of your favorite places, or do you have another kind of coffee shop?
Starbucks is one of my favorites because it's always consistent. O. Henry's on campus is my other favorite.
And then what would one of your favorite, like, sunny afternoon activities be?
Me and my friends like to spread like a picnic blanket out on the quad on campus and just like lay and do our homework and read and listen to music. It's like very cliche Samford, but
that's wonderful. One of my
favorites. Yeah.
That brings up another question. How far along are you in your studies?
Yeah, so I'm a junior, spring semester junior. So I have 2.5 semesters left of undergrad, and then I'm planning on getting my master's right after as well.
Tell me about the master's program.
Yeah, so I'm planning on getting my master's in business because I'm getting my minor in business as well. Because I am a busybody and I like to do as much as I possibly can. And I'm planning on opening a boutique. So I would like to have the business side as well.
So fun. I would like to know a little bit more about your faith, how you came to faith in Christ. And then has there been a season where you had to lean heavily on the Lord, or you sensed his nearness so clearly?
Yeah. So I obviously, like I said, I grew up going to a private Christian school. I've been at my home church, First Baptist Church of Dallas, like since I was like 2 or 3. So I grew up in the faith. It was always very important to my family. But I have not had an easy walk, which we're told that as Christians, that just because we're believers does not mean our walk is going to be easier. I have struggled a lot with watching people in my family suffer. Specifically, when I was in middle school, my grandfather was diagnosed with cancer, and he was this like larger than life personality. And just physically, he was pretty big. And he was like one of my best friends. And he had pancreatic cancer, was in remission. And then we found out that he had liver cancer. And he was not a believer. And I watched him start to wither into like a skeleton of what he used to be. And I gave him a Bible. I highlighted verses in it. I would sit like at the side of his bed and read him Bible verses. I would record me singing worship songs for him to listen to because he loved to hear me sing. And he accepted Christ the day that he died, which was just beyond special to be a part of. And to just know that I may have played a small part in that. But watching my family after that, after he passed, was very difficult. And then less than a year later, my cousin, who was 3 years older than me, passed away. And she was like my sister. And I didn't really see her when she was sick. She had been sick her whole life. Since before she was born, we knew she was going to be really sick. We had hung out over the summer, and then I went to school, she went to school. I got my phone taken away because I got in trouble, so I didn't have my phone, and she was texting me when she was in the hospital, and I wasn't responding. And they put her on life support, and it was just really difficult for me because I went from seeing her, like, seemingly relatively healthy for how she was most of her life to my mom picking me up from school one day and telling me that they were taking her off of life support and that we were going to have to go up to the hospital and say our goodbyes. And I never got to see her in that state. And I remember sitting at the funeral and just looking at my mom and crying and saying, why does this keep happening to me? Because I would go back to school and try to talk to my friends about it. And none of them had ever been to a funeral. And at that point, I had been to like 10 or 15 funerals of my family members. And that was when I started relying on the Lord the most. That was when my faith grew the most. I learned in a very difficult way at a young age that I could not do it on my own. And music was what made me feel closest to Him. So that's when I started leading worship.
Do you have a specific verse or a chorus of a song that you would come back to?
I have, like, there's two Bible verses that are my favorites. One of them is Psalms 27:4, which says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and seek Him in His temple." That has been one of my favorite verses for several years now. I discovered it when I was reading through the Psalms when I was in high school. And it just paints a picture for me in my head of the beauty of heaven and like what we'll get to experience one day and what it will be like when I get to see my cousin and my grandfather again.
Amen. And what about a song? Is there one that you come back to again and again?
Yeah, one of my favorites, me and my mom both really love How Great Thou Art. And it has just been one I've sang it at church multiple times when I'm at home. I sang it at my uncle's funeral. And yeah.
Would you sing How Great Thou Art for us to end the podcast today?
I would love to.
Wonderful. Thank you again for your presence here. Thank you for your ministry to us at Mountain Brook Baptist. And we just lift our hearts to you, Lord, even now, asking you to help us to see your greatness on display today.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.